I think it is, yeah. It was for me anyway. But I think, well, it depends, I suppose, on what you were doing before and what I was doing before. Yes, I had a career, have a career. But I felt like what I was doing was getting on the train and going to work, work in inverted commas, air inverted commas. So getting on the train, going to work, getting on the train, coming home, getting on the train, going to work and doing it all again. And doing it all many, many days, most days, more days than I think I really wanted to. And so that didn't feel like life. In reflection, in retrospect, it feels like this is life. I suppose there's an opening now, a much more full-on job, like day and night, much more at stake. But yeah, I think it was life-changing and life-making, both things for me.
I mean, does it? You hit on some of it there, but I mean, does it change your perspective in life and give you a new sense of meaning?
Yes, I'm so sorry to my parents. And I've only just started this. My baby hasn't given me any bad manners. And I have a good baby, but I am, yeah, I mean, it enters you into a new world, I think. And I feel like I'm in a club, which is really nice. So mums come over and just talk to me, especially here in Ireland. They'll come over and have a chat about breastfeeding or, I don't know, just the baby's name or that my baby's the most beautiful baby ever, which of course it is. They come over and say that. Or maybe they just say, that's a nice baby. And I go, yes, did you know this is the best baby ever? Because it's my baby. But I feel like there's a knowing. I mean, sometimes, and yeah, I'm going to say mostly mums, although dads too, will help. I don't know if I've been too ambitious with how many groceries I think I can put in a pram. You can probably hear him in the background there. But I'm clued in to a different aspect of life, and so I suppose that gives me a new perspective. And also, I have got new responsibilities, so I have to look at life from many angles. Like, I've got to do succession planning or something like that now, as in I can't, I suppose, be bohemian. I might have thought I once would have been in my old age. I've got to think about, where will my child be? Yeah. What will they need? So
yeah, it's all those grown-up things like responsibility and caring for somebody else. I mean, I think that's a thing that hits mothers quite deeply, is, you know, that sense of, like, you're not number one anymore.
You're not even number 10. There are several soft toys that come before me in the importance of, like, where we are now. It's funny because there's a narrative now, I think, about how you still do self-care. And how important that is. I think I've become a mother at a lovely time. I've become mother at a very also unwieldy time. We don't know what's next when, you know, we look at social media and the impacts that has on how on a young person's life. We're not there yet. But in terms of how we are open to talk about difficulties, challenges, compromises, sacrifices, hurdles, hoorays, all those things, I think we do talk a little bit more, probably through the mediums of social media, etc., about how we sustain ourselves through that, and how that is, and holding on to an identity, or, you know, or how finding our new identity can be a real thing, and that it's honoured. I think I got dressed this morning and then turned up, parked the car for a couple of hours of drive, and then realised what I look like. And I just think sometimes, you know, if I'm clean, you know, like every mother, if I'm clean, that's a huge win in the day. And I am never in the shower alone, so I've got my baby with me or something like that. But yeah, in many senses, I'm not number one, but I'm conscious that as a person who can, you know, I can lose myself sometimes, but it's important that I don't. It's important that, I don't know, I retain some semblance of myself so that I'm much more fun for him and I do a much better job for him. But I'm conscious that can sound really self-indulgent. Even though I'm trying to sort of say that that's what I want to do, I'm conscious that it can sound really like, yeah, something that isn't the traditional trope, I think, of what being a mother is.
Yeah. I mean, you know, what about other aspects of your life, you know, in terms of your faith or your outlook on the world? I mean, did having a baby change any of those things?
Yeah, wow, that's a big question. Definitely in terms of planetary issues. Not been, sometimes I can get a bit overwhelmed with all the things that I should be doing with regard to my carbon footprint. particularly when I just want to clean something. And I think, oh my God, there are seven different types of rubbish I've got to consider here, because we've got food waste going in one part and I've got worms outside that I don't want to deal with, but I must. And I think this is all, you know, really hard. But thinking about it from my child's point of view, you know, that old ism of you borrow the earth from your children, you give it to them as their inheritance. I'm thinking there's much more I could be doing, and it doesn't feel like such a burden. It feels scary not to think about that stuff. In terms of my faith, I feel I can see why there's a very romantic story based around the birth of a baby. I think I'm actually getting a bit emotional about that. I think it brings immense hope. I had my baby christened in a church in Australia where I live. Not my local parish immediate to me, but one that I used to go to when I first arrived in the city. And it's one right beside a mission for, it's not for homeless people only, it's for anybody who needs a meal, no questions asked. But you get the widest variety, I think, of people's and their position in life, good, bad, and difficult, indifferent, at this place, because it's a beachside suburb. But it's got a lot of actually Irish immigrants, people who've come out having been children who were born in laundries, people who, you know, you've got the vista, you've got barristers, you've got barmen, you've got everything there. But it was very important for me to have my child christened there, because I feel like whenever I've been there to witness baptisms, I felt like, gosh, that's really special. You know, it's an amazing day for some family, some child. And it just, it does bring you the new perspective that anything is possible, really. It is a renewal, because I think you need a lot of optimism, hope, faith, you know, all of those things to carry you through, and to, you know, to bring your child up in. So in that respect, I think it's still very much beginning, because I feel like I don't look much beyond the moment. I'm learning all the time on the job. So right now I know how to be the mum to a 7-month-old, but 7 months in one day, I learn that tomorrow. Yeah. And so I think some of those bigger questions are still unfolding for me. But to start with, it's been, I suppose, beautiful, blessed, and very big. So I don't yet know the enormity of it.
Yeah, I mean, it calls to mind that whole prayer of, like, you know, teach me to take one day at a time.
I feel like I've just come from the west of Ireland, and I feel like I'm walking kind of on a cliff edge, in the sense that I just, yeah, keep taking the next step, the one most immediate to me. It is a bit perilous when you look down, because I'm human, as you don't realise your parents were, as we all are, as in, yeah, something could happen to me that I don't desire or design. What happens to my child? You know, that's terrifying. So I can't think about that. And I used to be the sort of person who considered all options before embarking on a decision. There are things I can't entertain now, because I have to believe things will be fine, and that the walk around the cliff edge continues and is safe, and that other people have walked it too. I don't know how I've walked that cliff edge for 7 months, but I have. And yeah, I've grown in strength all the time and what I know how to do. And I suppose my baby's grown in how he's supposed to grow. And that gives me confidence, I suppose, for the journey.
Yeah, I mean, I remember you saying to me years ago when I had my first baby about how your baby is like your heart, but it's on the outside.
I remember that. I remember that. I love fridge magnets. They're so meaningful to me that, yeah, you agree for your heart to walk outside of your body for the rest of your life. Why would we do that? Why did we do this? This is terrifying. But at the same time, no pain, no gain. I think I don't know my baby yet, as in he's becoming known to me, like, you know, all the time. He seems quite independent, detrimental to me, really, because I wanted somebody to hug and hold and be, you know, cozy with. But he's quite autonomous. And I feel like, yeah, I'll obviously always sacrifice anything for him. But I feel like, as a little soul, my impression so far is that, yeah, he's not going to ask that of me. And I'm going to continue to walk blindly, I think, and hope that, yeah, that heart never breaks. You know, that heart that walks outside of my body, as in that he has a good life, you know, one that where if he is a heart that walks out, that it's a heart that's dancing. That's what I hope for him. I think the difficulties are necessary. They're part of the human condition. They're part of they're part of the brightness, you know, the difficulties and the dark sides. But I hope that he, yeah, dances more than anything else.